SBS Radio.
Pendengar, ini adalah waktu tahunan lagi untuk menyelesaikan urusan pajak Anda. Apa yang menjadi target kantor pajak Australia tahun ini? Apakah pakaian yang Anda kenakan untuk bekerja setiap hari dapat diklaim sebagai pengurangan pajak? Berikut ini, Ricardo Goncalves melaporkan. Tahun ini, Kantor Pajak Australia atau ATO akan memonitor secara ketat pengeluaran pakaian dan binatu yang berkaitan dengan pekerjaan. Itu disebabkan oleh karena telah terjadi peningkatan sebanyak 20% dalam jumlah klaim selama 5 tahun terakhir yang bernilai sekitar $1.8 miliar. Asisten Komisaris ATO, Kath Anderson, mengatakan 6,3 juta orang mengklaim pakaian yang mereka kenakan untuk bekerja sebagai pengurangan pajak.
That's a half of all taxpayers claiming clothing and laundry expenses. Now, while many of those will be legitimate, we know that some people are making mistakes, and that's why it's a focus area for us.
Jadi, apa yang bisa Anda klaim? Seorang penasihat perpajakan dari H&R Block, Mark Chapman, mengatakan pakaian pelindung seperti yang dipakai di lokasi konstruksi diperbolehkan. Demikian pula dengan seragam pekerja yang unik dan khas seperti celana dan baju untuk koki.
What you can't do is claim for conventional clothing. So, you know, if you wear a normal business suit, whether male or female, then that's not claimable. If you're working in a restaurant and just wearing a pair of black trousers, then that's not claimable.
Kath Anderson dari ATO mengatakan ada beberapa cerita yang salah dan perlu diluruskan.
They can't claim expenses for normal clothing that they happen to wear to work, even if their boss told them to wear a particular color or an item from the latest line, or even if they only wear those clothes to work.
Anderson menambahkan bahwa ada kesalahan lagi yang sudah terbiasa dianut oleh masyarakat, yaitu klaim pengurangan pajak maksimum untuk pengeluaran pakaian kerja adalah $150.
Even if they weren't required to wear a uniform or occupation-specific or protective clothing. Now, last year, around 1.4 million people claimed exactly $150. Now, many of those will be legitimate, but we know that some people are claiming a standard deduction or a safe amount. Now, just to be clear, the $150 is there to ease record keeping. It's not an automatic entitlement for everybody.
Ia menambahkan bahwa dalam kategori lainnya, cryptocurrency seperti Bitcoin juga dalam pengawasan yang ketat.
The tax office views cryptocurrency as an asset, and that means that if you bought and sold or otherwise disposed of your cryptocurrency, there will be tax implications. And in particular, if you've got a capital gain, you need to include it in your tax return.
Kath Anderson mencatat bangkitnya ekonomi pertunjukan, layanan berbagi mobil, dan persewaan kamar juga menjadi perhatian kantor pajak.
The gig economy is a great way to make some extra income. But you need to remember that you also need to declare that income in your tax return, just like all your other income. And that's the case regardless of whether you're an employee or a contractor.
Mark Chapman mengatakan pertanyaan yang paling umum terhadap para akuntan adalah semua yang berhubungan dengan klaim pengurangan pajak.
Somebody wants to claim a deduction, but they've lost the invoice, they've lost the receipt, they can't prove that they spent the money. And the question is very often, can we claim the deduction? Unfortunately, in that case, very often the answer is no.
Kath Anderson mendorong agar semua pembayar pajak mencari nasihat sebelum memasukkan pengurangan pajak tahunan mereka.
We've got some pretty sophisticated analytics and access to lots of data, and we do scrutinize every return. Now this year we will be increasing our investment, not just in our education and assistance, but also in our reviews and audits. So if you're planning to fudge it, just be aware that your chances of getting caught have just gone up.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.